Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, it was quite a day all the way around here today, and let's start with a check on these livestock futures. Huge day for the cattle and the hogs today.
That's exactly right, Dave. As we saw triple-digit gains today, the largest gains in the feeder cattle, we reached objectives that we've been looking for weeks now. Now the real thing is whether or not we will take advantage of them and do some hedging in the marketplace. Boxed beef continues to be one of the drivers, $1.36 higher today on choice, 17 cents higher on selects, moved 93 loads. Saw an estimated cattle kill day of 108,000 head. Also saw the hogs close higher today. April live cattle were $1.52 higher. June cattle $1.32 higher. April feeders up $2.87. May feeders up $2.60. And April lean hogs 7 cents higher.
We will check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
All right, Tom, now let's talk about these grain futures, and it's kind of a repeat story here. It was a big day on the grains today.
Yes, the only problem was it was hard to find anything newsworthy, Dave, to go along with the upside that took place. Export sales did not offer anything that was overly price supportive, and the only thing that was really helpful today was we did see our dollar index after trading higher early in the session fall into negative territory. That's the only thing you could say out there was price friendly, but we will take this positive close that we had today as May KC wheat was 7.5 higher, July KC up 7.25 cents, with May Chicago wheat up 8.75 cents. May corn closed 3.25 higher, December corn's up 1.75 cents. The May and November soybeans both closed 3.5 higher today.
Now, Tom, for folks who may be interested in commodity trading, how can they get more information?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone, check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Back again tomorrow, and until then, for Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.